Today, I'm here in Cooperstown to talk about some new steps that will lead to more tourism, not just within America, but getting more folks to come and visit the treasures, the national treasures that we have all across this country, including the Baseball Hall of Fame right here in Cooperstown.
The president spoke before a crowd of about 150 invited guests inside the Hall of Fame's plaque gallery. The first sitting president to visit the Hall of Fame and first to visit Cooperstown since Martin Van Buren in 1839 delivered a simple message. Tourism means jobs.
When visitors come here, they don't just check out the hall. They rent cars, they stay in hotels, they eat at restaurants. And that means for upstate New York, the Baseball Hall of Fame is a powerful economic engine.
The president said in 2013, travel and tourism was responsible for $1.5 trillion in economic activity, supporting approximately 8 million jobs. He added that since the low point during the recession, the United States has added nearly 580,000 new travel and tourism jobs. And when visitors from outside the U.S. see the sights, it's considered a form of export. The president provided details of a memorandum he introduced Thursday that would encourage more foreign tourists to visit the United States by improving the travel experience at the nation's airports.
I met with several CEOs of travel and tourism companies, and building on the progress that we've made, I've directed my administration to work with airports, airlines, hotel groups, states, and cities to do more to improve the traveler experience and reduce wait times for folks entering into the United States, all without compromising our security.
In the audience were Scott Donahue, CEO of the Dallas-Fort Worth Airport, and Rosie Andolino, Chicago Department of Aviation Commissioner. Governor Andrew Cuomo, who was scheduled to speak before the president, arrived late to the Hall of Fame after traveling from Long Island, where he accepted the Democratic Party's nomination for re-election. After the president spoke, Cuomo met with reporters and said he hears the president's call for improving the nation's airports.
This morning I was actually talking about how JFK and LaGuardia and our airports are substandard. They've been under construction, I think, as long as I've been alive. You know, it seems every time I've gone to the airport during my lifetime, they've been under construction. So we have to rebuild them to begin with, and the operation has to be better. You know, the president's point is right.
In January, Cuomo joined Vice President Joe Biden in Albany to talk about infrastructure improvements, where the two also discussed the condition of the nation's airports. The governor added that change in the state's travel system, as advocated by the president, does not need to be tied up in bureaucracy.
Well, we always do it this way. It has to be this way. No, it doesn't. You know, things don't have to take a long time. That's a government mindset. And what he's saying is find a way to do it faster, do it easier. Don't sacrifice security, but it doesn't have to be a bureaucratic quagmire.
President Obama also called for a raise in the minimum wage to spur growth in a period of slow economic recovery. In his closing remarks, he used the history of baseball as a metaphor for America's overcoming challenges.
Every generation faces tough times, but in the words of the great Yogi Berra, they're just deja vu all over again. We know we are up to these challenges. And just as our parents and our grandparents faced challenges a lot tougher than the ones we face, and just as they went ahead and built an economy where hard work was rewarded and responsibility was rewarded and opportunity was open to all people, we can do the same.
The president is scheduled to return to the region next week for commencement at West Point. Reporting from Cooperstown, I'm Southern Adirondack Bureau Chief Lucas Willard.